And now please welcome Sarah Brien-Miller. She's the classical music critic of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Brian, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you, Steve.
Last week we had an interview with the St. Louis Symphony's Adam Crane as he was standing in the wings. The symphony was in rehearsal for that evening's performance at Carnegie Hall. Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes, and of course you were there.
Yes, I was. It was a great evening.
It sounds like it was a great evening. Some great reviews. Let me just ask you about this. The New York Classical Review said the performance was beyond all superlatives. The New York Times, which is usually pretty tough on people, right?
Yes.
They used words like chilling, unforgettable, and said, quote, "This concert performance, a highlight of Carnegie Hall's Britten Festival, was as involving as any production you could imagine."
I actually saw Tony Tomasini of the Times, who wrote that Saturday afternoon at the Met, and he was still talking about it.
So you're not going to take issue with any of that?
I thought it was very exciting. I don't think you can really top a really good stage performance with a concert performance, but this came awfully close.
Uh-huh. Well, Brian, you in a former life were a mezzo-soprano, and I understand you have a little Peter Grimes history.
Yes, actually. I joined the Lyric Opera of Chicago Chorus while I was still in college, and my original plan was to take a year off and then go to Medill Journalism School. And the first thing we staged was Peter Grimes, and it was so incredible that I decided to be an opera singer instead.
Wow. Well, the whole performance last Friday at Carnegie Hall, it was on the 100th anniversary of the composer's birth. And did that add to the excitement or make it special for you or those involved?
I think it was a really great peg to hang this performance on. And it is special to think that his birthday, which is also very appropriately St. Cecilia's Day, patron saint of music, yes, it made it more special.
Well, I'm going to pull out a couple of things from your review that was in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and maybe just comment on a couple of things that you said. You said on stage the energy was palpable.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that there are performances which are just fine, but not exciting, perhaps. You know, there can be a great performance that can send you home satisfied, but you don't get that kind of energy. This was definitely different.
You said the soloists and the orchestra outdid themselves, which is something when you're talking about the St. Louis Symphony.
Yes, the SLSO is, I think, on a night-for-night basis, one of the best in the country. But there, again, everybody was on top of their respective games.
And you also made a point of noting the audience's reaction when the curtain came down, so to speak.
Yes, a more than 6-minute ovation. Everyone standing, which is more common than it used to be in New York, but it's still not as routine as it is in St. Louis. People just lost it. It was an incredibly exciting time.
Well, that's how it affected the audience. What about the musicians and the chorus members? You do refer to it in your review. You said the mood was one of exhilaration. What was it like backstage, and what did the performers have to say?
They were all very excited. David Robertson was thrilled. I spoke to a number of people in the orchestra and the chorus, both backstage, and then it was a mild evening in New York, and people were just hanging out on the sidewalk talking. They were so wound up and excited talking to people who'd been in the audience who wanted to talk to them about it, student musicians, and it was an evening you didn't want to end.
One final thing. When we were talking to Adam Crane last week live from Carnegie Hall during the rehearsal that morning, he mentioned you and said that you were planning to write party review during intermission. Is that usually how you work?
No, it is not, because I had a deadline for a Saturday's paper. I arranged for them to save a seat for me in the cafe that they have, and I brought my tablet. I have a keyboard case for it, and I wrote in the cafe.
Well, we enjoy your reviews in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and this was an exciting event for St. Louis, the symphony's performance at Carnegie Hall last week. And thank you, Sarah Brien-Miller, for checking in with us today and giving us a little recap there.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Coming up next on Cityscape, a Hanukkah hullabaloo with the Brothers Lazaroff. This is St. Louis Public Radio.